Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the second episode of Fantasy Time. Do apologize for not having an episode out last week, but here we are. We're back with week two and week three kind of in flux here. So we got a lot of content for you this week, obviously a lot of NFL-related news that translates over into fantasy and sports betting. So let's get right into it. Let's just headline some of the big things that happened over the last two weeks now, or last week now, and coming into this week. So biggest thing, obviously, is Nick Chubb going to be out for the season with that just absolutely devastating injury. James is covering that pretty mm-hmm. in-depth, and the replay was unwatchable. I should have skipped it.
I wasn't watching a game. I ended up falling asleep. I woke up the next day and I heard about it, and it's the same injury he had in college. Same knee. What did he overextend? Hyperextend? Because it wasn't like a torn.
I think any kind of extension that you can possibly do, it happened on that play. Yeah. I mean,
his knee was just fucked.
That is not how a leg works.
No,
at all.
Not at all.
So I don't really know what the recovery time is going to look on that, if there is a recovery time at all.
A lot of people are saying that he's done.
Obviously, he's already had two significant knee injuries, and that one was bad. So, you know, obviously wishing him a very speedy and full recovery.
Yes.
But not a good look for week two of the season. Obviously not a good look for James and his Browns. Terrible thing. Other injuries across the board. We had some other, or obviously, you know,
yep.
week one, after we had covered it, Aaron Rodgers plays three snaps and he's down. Strict fantasy ramifications of that injury for anyone that thought the Jets offense was going to be good this year. They may go out and get another quarterback. Who knows what they're going to do with that? But right now, it's the Zach Wilson show, and it's not a fun thing to watch.
That's what that
other
is.
Notable injuries that may or may not impact the coming weeks. Anthony Richardson went into the concussion protocol and has looked pretty good. I'd say the best rookie out of the first 2 weeks, and you know, C.J. Stroud being a close second to that. So however, now in concussion protocol, so we'll see what happens with him there.
I'll be winning that bet that we all have.
I strongly disagree. I still think Bryce Young has a very good shot to win it.
Did you see him line up incorrectly in a shotgun?
I sure did see that. But he's had back-to-back divisional games, so I'm hoping that the pressure will be released a little bit off of him when he plays an outside conference or conference game or whatever.
Also, that Saints defense is just – it's legit.
Saints defense is legit. The Saints defense is absolutely legit. And the Falcons defense is a lot better than we give them credit for, too. So I tip my hat off to both of those teams. They look a lot better than I was expecting. However, the Saints offense looks atrocious under Derek Carr. Other injury news that we can think of here.
He's out between 2 and 3 weeks.
Who is out? Sorry.
Saquon.
Right, Saquon, yep.
2 to 3 weeks. It's not anything serious. It's like an ordinary, and I use that in quotation, it's an ordinary ankle sprain. So hopefully he'll be back sooner rather than later.
Very true. Very true. Let's see.
Austin Eckler, I think, is still in question to play this week. He's made progress, and these are his words from his own social media platform. He's making progress. He feels better, but he's not quite there yet. So we have to wait till the end of the week and see how that goes.
Yeah, we shall see. But a lot of injuries piling up already to start the season, the fantasy season. Obviously the most notable ones being Rodgers and Nick Chubb already.
Yes.
Both being significant leg and or knee injuries. So that's fun. Let's talk about something fun here. and not depress our one fan watching currently. Let's go to boom or bust. Let's talk about our boom and our bust picks for this upcoming week three here. All right, welcome to boom or bust. All right, so I just want to go through quickly and talk about our boom and our bust for each position. Obviously quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end. So if you want to kick it off, go for it. If you want to go quarterback, or I can start a quarterback, doesn't matter to me.
I'm actually going to start at tight end.
Oh, you would like to start at tight end. All right, well, we'll jumble it up for you. Do it up.
So my boom of the week is the tight end for the New England Patriots, Hunter Henry.
Okay. All right.
That Patriot offense does not look great. Not necessarily like on the terrible end, but it's not looking great. But that connection that Mac Jones and Hunter Henry have, undeniable. So I think going into week three, you'll see him with, I don't know, 50 yards and a touchdown probably.
Yeah, that's an accurate bet. I mean, he's been very extremely consistent the first 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you're seeing Mac go back to him as a safety blanket. And yeah, you're not wrong. The offense hasn't been great. The system itself is a lot better. Oh, yeah. And we're seeing that the system is working for Mac.
They just need to get him some weapons because Juju Smith and old Devontae Parker, a young kid in Kendrick Bourne, where he can be a receiver in this league, but he is not going to be that number one for your team. So
I agree. I mean, they need to be imploring the two tight end system a little more as well, because you have a weapon like Gesicki that they're not using right now.
No, he's been MIA all season so far.
Haha, MIA.
All right. I didn't do it on purpose, I swear.
No, I know you didn't, but it was a great, great correlation. All right. Well, my tight end, my booming boy for this week. Let's see. I picked him up on your fantasy league. Mm-hmm. I try to stay away from the top three or four tight ends, just because tight end is such a volatile position and it tends to change. And if you don't have the guy, then you have just another guy.
I know. Yeah.
But Mark Andrews, I think for them, you know, with them playing the Colts this week, Anthony Richardson might be out, which again has nothing to do with Mark Andrews' production, but I think the entire demeanor and flow of the game is going to be a lot different, especially if the Colts can't put up any drives with Gardner Minshew or whoever they have out at quarterback. This defense is going to be on their heels and on the field all night long for the Colts. I expect Lamar Jackson to go back to his roots. I expect him to go, you know, and run the ball. I expect him to get the ball out to Mark Andrews. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking Mark has 75, 80 yards, 10 receptions, and maybe two touchdowns. Maybe. That's being a little generous here. That's, you know, but I do that have Baltimore.
No, sorry to interrupt, but we haven't seen that offense click yet this season. So it's coming.
Yeah, and I think this is probably the perfect game for them to kind of work out all the kinks. You know, it's crazy, too. They haven't broken out yet, but they're still 2-0.
It's beyond me.
They've gotten lucky, but they've also played very well enough on defense. So, you know, if you can score enough points and not have the other team score as many points, you get what I'm saying. It sounds really dumb when it comes out of my mouth, but if your defense plays well enough, then it doesn't matter what your offense does. So, all right, well, fantastic. So then let's go reverse order then, and I'll go right up to running back here. Mm-hmm. I think this is probably a gimme for a lot of people, but the Cowboys are about to play the Cardinals, or what I am going to call a funeral or massacre, demolition, whatever you want to call it.
That defense
is much amazing. Any offensive player on the Cowboys is going to feast this week. Mm-hmm. The Cardinals are a bottom feeding franchise. They're terrible. Their defense is atrocious. I fully expect Tony Pollard to be involved in heavily in obviously the running game and the passing game. He's easily going to score over 20 points this week. Easily.
I'm for it. Hate to say this because it's the Cowboys, but they're going to eat. They're already having a great season. The defense.
Like it or hate it, it's the facts. You got to go with the facts. That's it. Fantastic. Well, all right. So that was my running back boom for this or going into this week. Who do you got?
Mine is going to be Mr. Bijan Robinson. He looks phenomenal with a capital P. Phenomenal. The moves that he's making. Granted, Tyler Algier's snagging touchdowns from him,
still there.
Still, he's going to perform.
It's not a bad problem to have if you're the Falcons, by the way.
No. They're going to continue to run the ball because Desmond Ridder is not the guy at quarterback that's going to help them win. It's going to be Bijan and it's going to be Algier. Start Bijan Robinson. He finished last week with 19 total touches and 175 total yards. So it's going to happen. Start Bijan Robinson this week.
Yeah, I feel like that's another gamey too, especially the Lions defense hasn't been great. I mean, they were phenomenal against the Chiefs, but you know, obviously last week that when I mean phenomenal, you know, they gave up what 20 points against the Chiefs, which is still a decent amount of points, but it is against Patrick Mahomes. So, you know, a give and take there, but they give up a lot of points against the Seahawks last week. So that I was fully expecting a barn burner between both of them. And I definitely got it. But yeah, Bijan Robinson is looking like he's going to be Offensive Rookie of the Year, already two games in. However, I know I've continued to say this, and it's not going to bite me in the ass, I promise you. But Jahmyr Gibbs, when they finally utilize him the way that they're going to that the Falcons are utilizing Bijan Robinson, watch out. His burst is ridiculous.
He's fast.
I feel like the Lions are slowly rolling him out to put the league on notice.
My only thing is, even last week when David Montgomery got hurt and Craig Reynolds was put in over Jahmyr Gibbs, why? Has there been an explanation? Because I haven't seen one about
that. I haven't seen an explanation. I don't quite understand it because you have a weapon. You have a bona fide dog at running back. Like, that kid is gonna be nuts. I don't understand why you don't use him. My assumption is that you want to make sure that he is 100% ready to go. So maybe that there's something that he's dealing with and he's not 100% and they don't want to force the issue because they know they have something there. That's my guess, but that's also coming from the side of he's going to be their lead running back easily.
I hope they put him in that spot this week.
He has to be. I mean, that David Montgomery runs well and all is well, whatever, but he just does not have that first step and that burst that Jahmyr Gibbs has. Yeah. And that shit, it's crazy. Wild, wild bullshit. But yeah, no, definitely back to our point, Bijan Robinson, definitely that's a good play this week, especially against the Lions defense. Yeah, cool. I think he'll probably feast. Falcons are 2-0. Would have never expected that either. All right, pick your next position. You got two left. You can go quarterback or you can go wide receiver. Who you got?
I'm gonna go wide receiver.
All right,
I'm gonna go to the Chargers and the Vikings game this week, and Keenan Allen is going to explode just like last week.
Yeah,
are the only team that scored. I think they've scored 52 points or something like that. Zero turnovers.
Asinine. I think it was 50.
Still 0-2.
But yeah, I saw that stat. Yeah, they're the only team to basically score an asinine amount of points, have no turnovers, and
still lose.
Their defense is abysmal. What I don't understand, and this arguably is the best example of, you know, stars don't make a team, is how is that defense that bad? They have such good defensive pieces, but they, like, if I don't know who their defensive coordinator is, but just please, someone fire him. He needs to go.
Because how can you have Khalil Mack,
Joey Bosa, Derwin James, JC Jackson.
Like, come on. How do you have those guys and still have one of the worst defenses?
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
And it's not like it's a one-off thing. This is a consistent thing.
It keeps happening every year.
Every year. They need to find a defensive coordinator that
knows what he's doing.
Utilize. I mean, like, I feel like at some point you got to look at the scheme and be like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like you Something have two of the best pass rushers in the league and you're not getting any quarterback pressure. There's no turnovers. You're letting up like 32 points a game. I mean, seriously, how can you be that bad? How is your defense that bad?
It doesn't make sense.
It reminds me of the 07 Chargers.
Yeah. I remember. Well, vaguely, I remember that year. It's been a while, but
LT had like 22 rushing touchdowns and they had the best offense in the league. But they also had the worst defense in the league too. And they lost to the Patriots eventually in the AFC Championship. So it's wild. It's wild. I agree with you. Keenan Allen is about to go off. I can also say the same for Justin Jefferson because
it's just going to be
both of those teams are like, if you want to take an over on any game this week, and I'll get to that, you want to take the LA Minnesota over.
In terms of fantasy value too.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins is having a great start to the season.
He is correct.
And they are 0-2. Same thing with Herbert and the Chargers. It's just one of these teams are going to win, and it's just going
to
be a shootout.
One of them has to. I mean,
we could tie, but
one of them is going to win. Now the question is, do either of them actually deserve to win? That's the question. I guess we'll really have to find that out on Sunday. All right. Well, you went wide receiver. I'll follow that back up with my wide receiver. I did have Calvin Ridley here. However, I am making a last second audible. I do think Calvin Ridley's going to have a good week. He didn't play very well last week against the Chiefs, but there's something with a Chiefs team or a Patriots team where they always take away your best weapon, and they're able to do that with Calvin Ridley last week. So I think he's going to have a nice bounce back. Give me Davante Adams against the Steelers.
Okay.
I think this is going to be a sneaky good game for the Raiders. Right now, they're sitting as a 2.5-point favorite at home against the Steelers, and I really think that's because of the Steelers' offense. But I think Davante Adams, I think Jimmy Garoppolo is going to have to find him early and often, and it's just going to continue throughout the day. I'm liking Davante Adams this week as my fantasy boom. So, all right, and we are on our last position as the good old quarterback. I'll go right back to that game, the Vikings and Chargers. I'm going Justin Herbert. The Vikings defense is atrocious. And I want to put Kirk Cousins here as well. So pretty much either quarterback is going to boom for me this week. It is going to be a slugfest. There are going to be so many points scored in this game. And of course, me saying that now, I know that it's going to be like a 10-10 game.
I hope not.
I hope not either. I'm decapitating the over this week. But yeah, I have both Kirk and Justin Herbert both being my booms for this week. More so Justin Herbert, just for the sheer fact that the Vikings haven't given up like 30 something points a game.
Sure.
So
I am going to add one more to that list. I'm with you. You can start either Herbert.
All right. You got it.
Herbert or Kirk.
Yep.
My boom of this week is Baker Mayfield. He has impressed me.
Really?
He has impressed me so far this year. Impressed.
I cannot disagree. I do think Baker Mayfield has been – it's funny. James just joined in and automatically gave you a heart after you said Baker Mayfield. I agree with you. You got some fucking balls on you. They're playing the Eagles this week.
Listen, that Eagles secondary
– Monday night, no less.
That Eagles secondary is nothing to be afraid of. You got to fear that line. He needs a couple seconds to let the play to develop, and he's going to bomb it right to Mike Evans, just like how he did the first 2 weeks. It's going to happen. You can quote me. If it bites me in the ass, we'll come up with a punishment.
Baker
Mayfield.
Third quarter, if he's doing awful, I'm going to live stream it, invite you, and just laugh until the game's over. Just like
bored.
No, I won't do that. That's mean. All right, cool. Let's go to our busts here. We can quickly go through these if you want. I feel like more boom specifically is you want to go more into depth on why, but our busts here. So let me start with, let me start with, we'll do tight end again. Okay. I'm going to go Darren Waller. I'm sorry. Giants have not looked great. They are 1-1, luckily. Yeah. However, you know, they did play the Cardinals and were down by like 20 and came back. But yeah, you're playing the Niners this week. I'm sorry.
Don't start anybody from the Giants.
What's that?
Don't start anybody from the New York Football Giants.
I'm honestly shocked that they're at least in a betting sense here, that their spread is what it is compared to some of the other teams.
What is it? I haven't checked it out yet.
It's just 10. The Chiefs Bears game is 12.5.
Okay.
I would honestly expect the Bears to fare better against the Chiefs than the Giants to fare against the 49ers. So
this is the thing with the Giants.
Oh, hold on.
What do we got
a trade here. We got a live trade. So all of you that have Alexander Mattison, pay attention. Cam Akers is now in the Minnesota backfield.
Is he?
Yes, he just got traded to
the Minnesota
Vikings. So it was Cam Akers and a 2026 pick for a 2026 pick. Wasn't specified. So if you have Cam Akers on your team, upgrades, people. You just got fucking deluxe upgraded because that is exactly what you needed. You needed that. And that shows that people that have Alexander Mattison, they don't trust Alexander Mattison enough.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah. So Cam Akers live here on the podcast. Cam Akers gets traded to the Vikings.
Okay.
And will most likely be starting for the Vikings come Sunday.
Yeah, because Mattison looks like poop.
He does not look great. Does not look great. So if you got Cam Akers like I do in like five of my leagues,
there you go.
Feeling good about that because he looks good, but Sean McVay refuses to play him, and it doesn't make any sense. But let's get back to the point. Darren Waller, do not play him this week. Bad idea. Who's your tight end bust?
Pat Freiermuth. Enough said.
In general.
That Steelers offense looks.
Yeah, it does. I feel bad for him because he is a good tight end and
he
deserves a lot more.
Jersey Hill can't break away for nothing. He looks terrible. The only plus side, the only positive thing on that offense is maybe George Pickens. And even then, sorry about that. It's mid. So, Pat Freiermuth.
All right, Pat Freiermuth. All right, sir. Take your next pick.
Let's see. What are we at? We have running back. Let's see. Do I want to go running back?
You can do whatever you want.
Let's do quarterback. I'm going to go Daniel Jones. You had Darren Waller for your tight end, even though Daniel Jones is coming off a 30-point fantasy week.
Mm-hmm.
That San Francisco's defense is going to destroy. Look at week one. Everybody saw what the Cowboys did. The second best defense in this league is the 49ers. They're going to destroy us. Daniel Jones is going to have no time. We don't even have Saquon to dump the ball off to. It's going to be a shit show.
Yeah, I mean, I will second that, obviously. You know, that for me is definitely a gimme, so I won't go there. Give me Jared Goff this week against the Falcons. The Falcons' secondary is a lot better than people are giving them credit for. With the addition of Jesse Bates, A.J. Terrell is still an animal. A lot of people forget about him and slash do not include him in their top five corners. Mm-hmm. And it's hard because there are a lot of really, really good cornerbacks in the league now. So, you know, he's on that threshold of becoming a top five corner. And the Falcons in general have just been playing a lot better on both sides of the ball. I think Jared Goff is going to struggle a little bit in this game. He's due for sort of a struggle game. I mean, he's played pretty well throughout the first two games, so especially the last game. He had like a 35-point fantasy game. So did pretty well. I expect him to struggle a little bit more with this Falcons secondary than he did with the Seahawks, which is bizarre to me because I feel like the Seahawks secondary is a little better, but whatever. Besides the point,
how it is.
Give me Jared Goff to struggle this week. And then let's move over to let's go wide receivers. We'll go running back last.
Okay.
Now that we have a trade, I want to sit and marinate on that a little bit more. Okay. So wide receiver this week, I feel like this is my obvious pick. It has to be Chris Olave, unfortunately. He's matching up with Jair. Jair is arguably the premier lockdown man-to-man corner in the league. Mm-hmm. As far as the best man-to-man corner, it is Jair in my mind. And Derek Carr has not looked great in the first two games. He's also gone to Michael Thomas a lot.
Out of nowhere.
It does and it doesn't. Like, you know, if you get teams that are playing man, they might go to Olave a little more if he can get that separation. But Michael Thomas can pick you apart in zone. And if a lot of teams play zone, then that's fine. I just see them struggling heavily against this Packers defense if they're going to be playing a lot of man next week. So, yeah, I think Chris Olave is going to struggle against Jair next week. This coming Sunday.
Yep. Gotcha. So I am not going to pick a single wide receiver. It's going to be the whole wide receiving corps of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Wow. Okay.
Joe Burrow re-aggravated that injury he had before the season started. Jamar hasn't been able to get the ball. Yes, T. Higgins had a great week this past week, 8 for 80, 89, and 2 touchdowns. If Joe Burrow doesn't play, I don't even know who their backup is. Neither of those guys are getting the ball. Or if they do, it's going to be for 1-2 catches apiece. So don't touch. Obviously, you're going to start Jamar. I have him in my league. I'm going to start him. He's going to bust.
That's tough to hear. I mean,
it is.
It's not for me specifically in this one
league. Especially when it was your third round keeper, but.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay.
All right. Well, we got one more position left, and then we can move forward to our waiver weasels of the week. We got running back. So who's your running back bust for this week?
I'm going to go with the Vegas Raiders, Josh Jacobs. He rushed for negative yards last week. Somehow still finished with like 6 or 7 fantasy points in PPR settings. But well,
yeah, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo just kept dumping the ball off to him. So, I mean, even if he's getting tackled behind the line, he's still getting a point for every reception. Point. So.
Yeah. After the season he had, I think he is the only fantasy champion. We can call him the fantasy champion of last year, correct?
Yeah, arguably.
Yeah. He is the only fantasy champion to start a game the next season and rush for negative yards.
Wild.
It's wild. And he's facing that front four, front seven, whatever, of Pittsburgh. It's going to be tough. He's going to bust.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Especially against that Steelers defense, like you said. My running back bust of the week. I am going with, let me just remember who I picked here. Who did I pick? Shit, I really forget who I picked. Hold on, give me a second. James Cook. So James Cook has been very, very good the first 2 weeks. He's actually the 9th overall running back in fantasy points so far through the first 2 games. Jared Goff has gone to him a lot through the passing game. And he's been able to eat some chunk yards. But it looks to me like they're giving the goal line work to Damian Harris and
freaking Latavius Murray.
Latavius Murray, thank you. To Latavius Murray.
Like, so, what the hell?
That's fucked. But they have a tougher test. Washington is 2-0. And their defense. Their front seven looks really good, and they've been really good in the run game. So I fully expect James Cook to struggle this week. I think you're going to see more Latavius Murray and also Damian Harris.
It infuriates me, dude. Latavius Murray is 30 years old, and he's just siphoning touches from James Cook right now.
Ready for this? Oh no, go. Sorry. Are you ready for this?
Go ahead.
We already covered it, bitch. Already covered it. I broke it. Old news, dude. So fuck.
Zach was on point with it.
Yeah. Yeah. That felt good. JK, I love you, babe. So, I don't know why they're feeding Latavius Murray at the goal line. They have Damian Harris and James Cook, who are both able and willing to take goal line looks. Breaking news, me. Breaking news. I think James Cook in the passing game, great. I also don't know what Josh Allen I'm going to get this week.
No,
I don't. I really don't. I've given up on trying to predict how Josh Allen is going to play this season.
I will say this. If he continues to throw his body around like he's been doing these first 2 weeks, he is going to get hurt. And it's going to be bad.
Big time. Yeah. Big old time. All right. Well, great. That was our boom or bust. And we've already eaten up a half an hour. So let's get through waiver weasels as fast as we can so we can go to sports betting. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going right over to waiver weasels. And Nick, you were talking about this before the show, and I know you've got a lot of good names to throw out there. So I'll have you get started, and if I hear anything that I want to add in, I'll go. But give it to the people.
We're going to rapid fire this off. So obviously we know the injury with Nick Chubb, horrific injury. Hope all is well with the recovery. Pick up Jerome Ford / Kareem Hunt. It's going to be a timeshare. Okay. We're going to see how it goes. They got that. If you didn't pick up Zach Moss last week, pick him up this week. Flex him.
Yep.
Damian Pierce looked like doggy poop.
Oh yeah.
And how it is. Just doggy poop.
Well, I mean, I knew Damian Pierce. The whole Damian Pierce dog shit thing was coming. I mean,
I don't think he's good. He's strong, but he's not gonna. He's not gonna give you the production you need to win fantasy matchups.
Right.
Next off, we got Matt Breida. Saquon's out for 2 to 3 weeks. The pickup is Matt Breida for this week. After this week, granted against the 49ers, put this name in the back of your mind, Eric Gray. We're going to see how he does. They're going to give him a chance. Leave him in the back of your mind. Try to pick him up if you can. So in a lot of the leagues that I'm in, Nico Collins is picked up or was drafted in the last round if he's on your waiver wire. He's currently the wide receiver 7 right now. Pick him up. Not much more I could say. He's obviously the favorite target for what's his name?
CJ.
Stroud. CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
A couple more names. We got Josh Reynolds of the Rams. Or no, Rams or Lions. I forget.
Who are you looking for?
Josh Reynolds. I'm having
Josh Reynolds is on the Lions. He's been throwing to him a lot.
He's been catching deep balls. I said, if he's there, pick him up. He's been a part of 80% snaps, and he's only rostered in 20% of leagues.
That's the thing. You know, Jared Goff wants to stretch the field, and he's got a guy. I mean, Amon Ross St. Brown can do that. But just for all those people out there, we're going to be getting close to it. If Jameson Williams is still out there, pick him up because he is 10 times better than Josh Reynolds.
Oh, goodness.
You're good. Don't worry about it. If Jared Goff is going to Josh Reynolds, he is going to absolutely love when Jameson Williams factors into that offense.
Jameson Williams has that Tyreek Hill level speed. Watch out for it.
And again, if Jared Goff wants to stretch the field, he is going to do that with Jameson Williams. Mm-hmm. Put that in the back of your mind, people. Make sure. This is week 3. He's only got 3 more games on suspension, so you're going to see people picking him up.
Yep.
He's
already been drafted in a bunch of other leagues that I'm in.
I drafted him my last pick in 2 of my leagues to roster him because I knew that he was going to I know he's going to produce with the Lions. Mm-hmm. Anyone else for waiver weasels before we go into our betting segment?
Just some tight ends if they're not picked up already. Zach Ertz, he's a part of the game plan, I guess, for the Cardinals.
Makes sense. He's a reception monster. I mean, he's a reception monster. Yeah.
He was hurt last year, though, so I just didn't know how he was going to play this season, especially with Kyler Murray not being in. We got Jake Ferguson. He had 19 routes in week 2. and obviously Taysom Hill. I think Taysom Hill is just going to keep getting the ball. He was 70 for 75 on rushing this past Monday. He's a tight end with multiple titles. If he's there, pick him up.
He's wild, yeah. I mean, it's great to have a utility player. You never know how they're going to use him. And, you know, if Derek Carr shits the bed, there you go. You got a quarterback in a running back slot. So you can't really argue with the production. All right, great. Well, let's move on over to the dark side. Go to our betting portion of the show here now. First and foremost, let's get into our locked and loaded, our locks of the week. That had to be heavy metal for me. All right, well, on my radar, our locks of the week. We got some interesting matchups. We have a rematch of Super Bowl 54, 5. What are we on? Are we on 56 now?
57?
I'm in 56. So no, rematch 57. Super Bowl 50. I lost count after. I lost count after like 41 or whatever. Rams and Bengals. We got a rematch there. Some other interesting games around the league. We're looking at the obviously Chargers and Vikings. That's the hot button one. Packers and Saints. That's going to be a very good one. We'll see how Jordan Love stands up to the Saints defense, and mm-hmm. we'll also see if Taysom Hill ends up being quarterback. Games that I want to lock in on. First and foremost, it's going to be the Patriots and Jets. So this is going to be two parts here. Stay away from this game unless you're betting on the over-under. You easily put the under, take the under in this game. The Patriots have scored an average of 20 points a game. The Jets have scored on average 10 points a game. Do the math. I mean, come on, people. The over-under is 36.5. It is the lowest over-under I've seen in a long time. But the Jets' defense is extremely good, and the Patriots' defense is actually pretty solid.
It's been solid like the last 5-ish years, I'd say.
It's been solid. It hasn't been – the defense has been the focal point for the Patriots for the last 25 years, except for maybe give or take like one or two off years when they had Randy Moss. Mm-hmm. Obviously, then it was the offense. But, you know, they solidified that as their building block again going into the new generation of Patriots. I fully expect both offenses to struggle. And I think you're going to get a pretty easy underplay here, especially where, and again, this is definitely 100% homer bias. Christian Gonzalez has been playing phenomenal against the starting wide receivers throughout the first 2 weeks.
He has been. He's looked real good.
He has looked really good. He got his first pick last week on a route against Tyreek Hill. And he held a full-fledged Miami team in Tyreek Hill to chunk plays. I mean, mm-hmm. there weren't any deep shots. The longest play for Miami in that game was that one run play, and it's a broken play. That's yep. it. That's all you got. So I'm taking the under here on Pats and Jets. Otherwise, don't touch it. I can't get a good reading off this game. The Jets notoriously are the Patriots' hardest matchup when it comes to trying to predict what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Like last week, I knew. I was like, all right, Dolphins are gonna end up killing them. Then they're going to play well in the fourth quarter and come back. Look what happened. They lost, but another easy money lock this week. Go over on the LA Minnesota game, people. Come on. I mean, seriously, both of these offenses have scored an astronomical amount of points the last 2 weeks, and both of their defenses have also given up an astronomical amount of points in the last 2 weeks. So just do the math for yourself. Under on LA and Minnesota. Go with the over on LA and Minnesota here. I also really like the Seahawks -6 against the Panthers. They had a really tough week one against the Rams. They bounced back and had an excellent offensive game against the Lions the next week. And I think that they're going to figure everything out defensively this week. So yeah, give me Seahawks -6 over the Panthers. And then my last lock of the week, I went with them week one. I went with them week one on the over, and they bit me in the ass. But that's okay, because I'm going to give them a second chance. Ravens, -7.5 against the Colts. No Anthony Richardson. And, yeah, OBJ is hurt, whatever. That just means Zay Flowers is going to fucking take over. I mean, seriously, he's going to feast. He is going to feast. So give me Ravens -7.5 against the Colts. Nick, are there any games that you want to lock? It doesn't have to even be betting. This is our betting segment, but you can just bet if you have any locks, any teams you know are going to win specifically, or if you think there are any games that maybe they go over their point total. It doesn't have to be anything crazy.
No, James, we did not talk about Roschon Johnson.
We didn't talk about Roschon Johnson. No, we did not. We did not talk about him on Waiver Weasels. I think for decent reasons, being that I feel like most people have already gotten him.
Mm-hmm.
That one more or less is maybe if we said it a week ago, we'd still be there.
Stay away from the Bears. That's my advice.
Some of these teams that are supposed to be better than they were last year are frustrating. But yeah. Anyways, any locks for this week, sir?
I'm going to say the Chiefs game.
Chiefs over Bears. Game. You think across the board they're going to hit?
Yeah.
The over under is 47.5 on that game. I could definitely see the yeah, no kidding. Stay tuned. We'll be on at 7:15. I could definitely see the over hitting on this game.
The team looks like it's in. The Bears look like
the Bears. Yeah, more specifically,
coordinator resigned.
Mm-hmm. It just looks yes. Like oh yes, James just posted about that and talked about that. That was weird.
Odd. I think fishy. It's odd.
Yeah, something's going on behind the scenes there. You know, the line itself is 12.5. Pretty big line for a team in Kansas City that has scored 20 points and 13 points respectively in the last 2 weeks. I wouldn't touch that line. I wouldn't touch it at all. I would argue that the Bears as a 12.5 point favorite is a good look because the Chiefs haven't been able to score a lot. So we'll see. All right. Well, let's go to Better Beware, and then we can finish up with a little upset the spaghetti. So Better Beware. Here we are. All right, welcome to Better Beware, Spooky. All right, so kind of mentioned it previously, games that you probably should stay away from or specific lines you should stay away from. So first one I mentioned, Pats, Jets, stay away from any other betting besides the over-under. You don't know what's going to happen with these Patriots. The turnovers have been a huge issue. The Jets defense is good enough to score touchdowns for them. So I could easily see the Jets being able to take this game based off of their defense. However, if the Patriots can manage the ball, they can also win this game. So I have it in flux. The Pats are a 3-point favorite on the road. So I necessarily wouldn't touch this game. All I know is that they're not going to score a lot of points. Defense for both of these teams is the focal point. Beware's here. Bengals and Rams, to go on your point, Joe Burrow re-aggravated his injury. Mm-hmm. They've looked like absolute dog shit the last 2 weeks against the Browns and the Ravens. However, both are divisional games. All three teams play each other really hard. So in my mind, you can get either or. Even with Joe Burrow playing with that injured ankle, their offensive line is still hot. Hot dog shit. So I'm not going to touch this game specifically for that reason. I just don't know what Bengals team I'm going to get this week. Notoriously, they are not a first quarter team. I do fully expect them after their fourth game to take off. It's just how it's worked for them for the last 5 years of having
been the middle.
They have not been a first quarter team. And by first quarter, I mean first quarter of the season.
Mm-hmm.
They consistently lose games in September and October, and usually when it matters the most in the regular season, they perform. So I expect them to struggle this week. And Vegas is not very confident in them, only giving them 2.5 against the Rams, who have played pretty well. I mean, with Matt Stafford back in that rotation, they're not really missing Cooper Kupp right now.
And to go back to the whole fantasy part of it, we didn't mention Puka. That's because he's already been picked up.
He's already gone. He's done. Yeah. We mentioned him the first episode because that was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
James. Yeah. So Pats and Jets over under, you go for that. I think the under is going to push hard on that, but I wouldn't touch that game. I wouldn't touch Bengals Rams. And the thing with me too is the Chiefs and Bears game. I don't like the money line. I don't like that point spread. The Chiefs offense has not operated on all cylinders all year. The wide receivers look terrible. Obviously their only option is Travis Kelce. And when he came back, they only scored 13 points. So I'm not confident in this Chiefs offense right now. You know, to me, what they need to do is start running the ball. Well, that's the thing. If they can run the ball, and if they can show it against a pretty decent Bears front seven, then, you know, they're going to have to start respecting the run a little more. But that's the thing. That's what happened with the Patriots in 2018. Brady couldn't really throw the ball anymore or as well as he used to. And they didn't really have the weapons that, you know, the weapons that they had were old and aging out. What do? They pounded the rock and used play action. So if that's what Kansas City needs to do, that's what they need to do, because they certainly don't have the weapons that they had last year or even the year before that. So, so those are my three games to really stay away from, especially the Chiefs Bears, because it's hard. You expect the Chiefs to score a lot of points because they have such a good offense, but they are not. It's not the same offense. Patrick Mahomes is not going to be able to take this group of characters and win a Super Bowl. There is going to be some sort of trade. No, he's not. There's going to be some sort of trade, or some sort of development. They're going to find some guy on a practice squad and elevate him. But with the wide receivers that they have right now, they are not winning a Super Bowl. So, all right, well. You got any games you want to stay away from for people to bet on?
No, I'm in agreement with everything you just said. So,
well, fantastic. All right. Well, so let's go to our last segment of the night before we say goodbye. So let us go to my personal favorite segment, and I'm sure Nick gets a kick out of this every time, but Upsetti Spaghetti. Welcome to Upset the Spaghetti. I need to work on that voice, seriously.
You're like almost half the Mario voice.
Yeah, I know. Well, I do a pretty good Mario voice, but I really don't want to sell myself out on this show. So, all right. Well, Upset the Spaghetti. So, I want to start with you, Nick. I want to see if you have any upsets this week that people can hone in on and put some money down.
I want to say Texans over the Jags.
Really? Okay.
And I don't mean that the Jaguars are going to have a bad game. CJ Stroud has interested me since the season started. He threw for, I think, 386 this past week. And I think something's going to go away. For me, it's a gut feeling. I just think the Texans are going to pull it out.
That's one
of those feelings, you know?
Gut feelings work like 90% of the time, honestly. Especially if you watch a lot of football and you look at trends, sometimes you don't have to say anything else. You got a gut feeling, you go for it. I mean, that's what the show is about. We are all gut feelings here with, you know, random stats thrown in here and there. Great. All right. You got any more upsets? So you think the Texans over the Jags is going to be a hit this week? All right.
Dude.
They're a 9.5-point dog on the road.
Okay.
It'll be tough, but I trust it. I trust the gut.
I'm a homer in this. I want the Giants to win.
Oh my God. Get out of here. Get out of here with that nonsense.
You don't understand. When the offense clicks, it looks good. But when it looks bad, it's a giant turd the size of my head.
You don't have Saquon.
I know. That defense
alone could score 28 points for the Niners. Come on. Don't be like that. Don't get your hopes up. Oh, my God.
Upset. Giants
upset,
over Niners.
Upset special. Giants at Niners. Listen.
You can quote me. I got a bunch of cousins that are Niners fans.
If the Giants do, in fact, upset the Niners, I will buy you a cigar to celebrate with you.
Okay.
Another upset. So I'll go to mine here. Do you have any more?
No other real games seem to jump out at me. I think they're all pretty self-explanatory.
I have two here. So I'm taking the Falcons over the Lions this week. Okay. At a pretty I wouldn't say it's a decent underdog. They're a 3-point underdog on the road in Detroit. I've really liked what they've got. I've really enjoyed watching the Falcons play football the last 2 weeks. They're a pretty well-balanced team. The only obviously glaring spot is Desmond Ridder, which I feel like we all know at this point he's not going to be the answer for them at that position moving forward. But they have a very good foundation. Running back, tight end, wide receiver. Their defense is a lot better than it was last year. They got a lot of pieces. They drafted some pieces. I give me the Falcons this week over the Lions. Surprisingly putting the Lions at 1-2, even though I thought that they were going to start 3-0 this season after that Chiefs win. But give me the Commanders over the Bills this week.
No way.
Yes, give me the Commanders over the Bills. The Commanders have played very good football over the last 2 weeks, and Josh Allen has turned the ball over a metric fuck ton. a ridiculous amount of times. I mean, he threw the ball to, is Jameer Whitehead? Three times week one.
Yeah, I think he had three picks all of last season.
He was literally finding him on the field. He's like, here, this is yours. I don't want this anymore. I mean, seriously, Josh Allen needs to get his shit together. He's turning the ball over way too much. And I think it's going to bite them in the ass again this week against the Commanders. The Commanders have played very solid football, both on the offensive side and the defensive side. They can run the ball. They can pass the ball. Sam Howell has looked decent. He's going to have a tough test this week against that Bills defense. But let's not forget, they don't have Von Miller.
Oh, that's right. He's out.
Von Miller is the guy that you expect to be getting to the quarterback, and you do not have him. You don't have him for the entire season, pretty much. But just to put that refresher in your head, Bills fans. But yeah, Commanders over Bills, Falcons over Lions. And then I'm going to take the Rams this week over the Bengals.
I think the Rams are going to take this too. The Rams look surprisingly good.
I think that having Matt Stafford there is a night and day game changer for that Rams offense. Not that I'm not a Matthew Stafford fan, but I didn't expect him to be able to elevate that kind of offense. I mean, obviously we saw it when he came in and won a Super Bowl year one.
Yeah, of course.
Just like Brady did with the Bucs, but we knew Brady was that kind of piece. We didn't know Matthew Stafford was going to be able to elevate the people around him and win
that quickly anyway.
That's fair. That quickly. So, I don't know. I think it's tough to judge a rookie wide receiver. If they're playing that well, it's hard to kind of figure out what you're going to do with them throughout the first couple of weeks and throughout the first year. So, I like the Rams. They're a 2.5-point dog on the road. They're going to Cincinnati, and they're only 2.5-point underdog.
Because Cincinnati looks like poop.
Yeah, and it's the last game of the week. It is where we are ripe for an upset over in Cincinnati. So that is all I have for our upsets. So let us bid you farewell, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys so much for watching. Final thoughts this week for fantasy and for betting. Nick, any final thoughts before we sign off?
Go Giants. Fuck the Niners.
Really? Seriously? You got nothing else? You just got to pump your own goddamn fucking team?
Do you see my tag? It says, go Big Blue. Fuck the Niners.
I don't
go
see Giants. Goddamn anything. I see no tags. There are zero tags under your...
How do I make it pop up?
Like this.
There it is. Go Big Blue, baby.
All right, whatever. Oh, geez. Watch out for those upsets. I'm telling you. I think all three of them are going to hit. Because I really, I can't tell you what the Bills are this year. If the Patriots lose this game, you might find me crying at the top of a bridge or something. So if you see someone on the news just crying on a bridge, it's me. It's definitely me.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, honestly. Yeah. And if I ask you for like a toll or something like that, you can call me a troll. It's fine. Well, guys, thank you so much for watching. You know where to find us. We are going to be transitioning on over for the first time ever, right over to Garbage Time for 7:15 start. So meet us over there if you're interested in hearing our direct football content. We will obviously talk about some betting and stuff like that, but that'll be few and far between. We really are going to talk about the games and get into the nitty gritty there.
More shenanigans with the guys.
Yeah, more shenanigans, two more people, more football specific content, and James might cry and die at the same time too, obviously, after the Chubinsk accident. So thank you guys so much. Like I said, you know where to find us. We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We are on X now, I guess. X. Whatever. We are on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, YouTube. Find us there for all of our content. Follow us on TikTok. James is huge on that, and IG. Want to send my love to everyone that's been watching our videos. The last video James posted got 500,000 views. So grateful that our content's getting out there to you guys. So appreciate y'all, and we will see you guys in 10 minutes. Adios.
Bye, guys. Peace out.